T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
This is KDKA. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Lots going on.
We start this morning by taking you to London. CBS News correspondent Larry Miller on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And a lot going on in Europe this morning. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning to you.
I know from your post there, you're monitoring what's going on in the G20. And is it right that Putin and Trump are supposedly eye to eye at this hour?
Either now or shortly after. They've already had a handshake, apparently, according to Russian officials. They said they would speak later. It'll be interesting about to determine what exactly they're going to be talking about. We know that President Trump wants to talk to him about Russia's destabilizing behavior, as the president has said, in the elections in the American political system. Trump will also want to talk about Russia's support for Syria, Iran, North Korea, and Ukrainian rebels. Putin will likely dismiss him on all those issues. What's interesting about this is, according to the American officials, Mr. Trump is not going in there with a set agenda. But you can imagine that the very disciplined former KGB agent Vladimir Putin will have his agenda set in concrete.
Is this really the forum to air all the grievances and get any resolution, or is this just a hi, how are you kind of meeting?
No, it's more than that. The G20 is meant to be a forum for global cooperation. That's how it was set up. Make sure that there weren't trade wars, make sure that there weren't any misunderstandings. There are 20 members, hence the G20, 19 countries and the European Union. But the president's already clashed with many of the group's members over trade, climate, refugee policy. Those are going to be discussed at this meeting, the G20 meeting in Hamburg, Germany.
And, you know, what do we usually expect to come out of these? I mean, we had one in Pittsburgh. How many years ago was that, John?
Several.
Right. We had the G20. Yeah. It's at least 10 years. And you always wonder what fruitful conversations will take place and what actually will happen because of these get-togethers.
Most of what will happen or will not happen will be carried out by functionaries behind the scenes before the G20 and well after the G20. We had a meeting on the sidelines today of the so-called BRICS countries. That's the BRICS countries, China, India, Russia, Brazil, and South Africa. And they called for a more open economy. They voiced support for a rules-based, transparent, non-discriminatory, open, and inclusive multilateral trading system. These are not words that Mr. Trump will find comfortable. And also, speaking at that meeting, Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, spoke out against global trade sanctions restrictions. Of course, that is a reference to the U.S.-led Western sanctions now in place against Russia.
Larry Miller in London with CBS on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Larry, appreciate the update. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.